This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. At WCHL, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny. High today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s. So a couple of really hot days on the way. Your local basketball team caught a break late last week, but it's not out of the woods yet. According to multiple media reports, a Durham County marijuana possession and driving without a license charges against rising junior basketball player P.J. Hairston have been dropped. On Friday, the charges were dropped because Hairston reportedly received and completed a drug assessment. Upon completion, the state decided not to go further with the charges. Hairston also reportedly presented his current license in order to have the other charge dropped. A statement last week by head coach Roy Williams said that punishment was unclear, but that he and Hairston had discussions in which the player knows he has made serious mistakes and there will be serious consequences as a result. And that is a quote. Senior Associate Athletic Director for Communications, Steve Kirshner, says Roy Williams and UNC Athletics do not currently have a timeline for commenting further on the situation. Over the weekend, State House and Senate leaders met to reconcile the differences between their two budget proposals. Now, with a settled budget that both House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate Leader Phil Berger seem happy about, passage looks likely. But Democrats, including our local elected representatives here in Orange County, say they're still strongly opposed, arguing that the cuts will end up costing North Carolinians more in the long run. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
I just disagree with the philosophy of austerity during a recession. I think stimulus makes a lot more sense.
That's Representative Verla Insko, a Democrat who represents Orange County in the North Carolina General Assembly. Among the items in the state's budget are a reduction in sales tax-free shopping periods and cuts to the estate tax, the corporate tax, and a new income tax system that places all citizens at the same tax rate, regardless of their income level. Insko says that wasn't the right approach.
There's very little evidence, some would say no evidence, that cutting taxes for the wealthiest people actually produces any new jobs. What produces new jobs is having the middle class have enough money to purchase goods and services.
And Insko is not alone. State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, also a Democrat of Orange County, also opposes the budget, too, criticizing, among other things, its cuts to public sector employees.
There's a particularly sensitive group, the Highway Patrol, that had been promised over the years that they would have a certain percentage of pay raise every year, no matter what, and they've just gone back on that.
And Insko, for her part, especially criticizes cuts to child and adult service programs, namely those that deal with mental health care. She says she feels the cuts are unnecessary, and on top of that, she says the budget also cuts more than it lets on.
There's a hidden $20 million cut to mental health in this budget because last year they made a $20 million appropriation non-recurring and they didn't fund that this year. So there's really a $35 million cut to mental health.
The state budget gives additional funding to voucher programs to help low-income families pay for private or charter schools, but it also eliminates teacher tenure. Insko says she thinks tenure should have been tinkered with but not done away with altogether.
Teachers don't make a whole lot anyway, and job security was one of the things that allowed to keep people who can make a lot more money in some other jobs.
And Kinnaird says she's also opposed to the funding for vouchers as well, saying they're part of a larger agenda in the state's budget.
Because they've instituted a voucher plan for private schools, that reduces the average daily fund going to the public school. It's a concerted effort to really, I think, destroy our public schools.
The State House and Senate had, of course, already passed their own versions of the budget, so while Kinnaird says she was surprised by the boldness of the final compromise plan, she did say the individual provisions themselves were all pretty much expected.
We've known right at the beginning what they were going to target, so there's really nothing there that's a surprise to me.
And not everything in the budget meets with disfavor among Democrats. Insko and Kinnaird did add that they are happy to see compensation for victims of the state's eugenics program, $10 million in the budget for that. Insko was one of the co-sponsors of legislation in the House to authorize compensation for the victims. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was another Moral Monday yesterday in the capital city. That story and more coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
We're speaking with Stephen Lair of Homestead Senior Care.
When people think about Homestead Senior Care, I want them to think these people are part of the solution. These people are local. They're doing their best to help. It's a big issue that we're facing with aging in this country and in this community. We're bound and determined that we're going to make a difference here.
If someone wants to find out more about Homestead Senior Care, what's the first step they should take?
Well, you can go to homestead.com. Our local website has got a ton of different resources and links to our blog and the different things that we're talking about and are a part of in the community. That's the first way. Or you can call us up at 919-933-3300, and we'd love to plug you into what we're doing here in the local community.
They always say that if you don't want to work, find something you're really passionate about that you really enjoy doing, and then you never have to work a day in your life. That seems to fit you as well as anybody I know.
That's right. It sounds very familiar. That's the advice my dad gave me. He said, find something you love doing, and then figure out how to make a living at it. And as long as you never get those two things confused, you'll be a happy man. That's where I find myself. We love what we do. We love being able to tell our families and our friends at the end of the day that we made a difference. And that's the biggest part of Homestead Senior Care, is we want to make a difference. We talked about that before, about this sense of community that Chapel Hill seems to possess. And that's what Homestead works to be a part of. We want to be a part of this community. We want to help enrich the community, whether or not it's through education and through getting information out there about what people are struggling with, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so many different things that are affecting all of us, or providing actual service to help alleviate some of those problems. But either way, we want to be part of the solution, and we want to feel like at the end of the day we made a difference in Chapel Hill.
Our job is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms as long as possible. And we do any number of things, but the goal is to keep people living life on their own terms.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
The 12th Moral Monday in Raleigh focused on voting rights in response to the proposed changes to state election laws, which many have said will harm voter rights. 73 people got arrested yesterday, bringing the running total to 925. As this legislative session comes to a close, the North Carolina NAACP said that won't stop them from taking their peaceful protests across the state. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, and she has more on what happened at Moral Monday.
It was likely the last time this legislative session that the Moral Monday crowd would gather inside the General Assembly in protest of what they call the regressive policies of the Republican-led legislature. Before the event moved inside, Pastor Richard Edens of the United Church of Chapel Hill was one of more than 1,000 rallying for voting rights on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Edens was arrested on July 1st.
With this country, with this state, with our community, is that it's supposed to be something that is expansive and inclusive. And what we've seen with our legislature over the past year is that it's been exclusive and is, you know, narrowing its interest and keeping people out. The voting rights is just one where they are limiting who can participate.
Senate Republicans unveiled a new voter ID bill last week that would limit the forms of photo identification accepted at the polls. The new measure would require voters to show one of seven types of photo identification issued by the government, such as driver's licenses, passports, non-driver IDs, and military or veteran cards. It's more restrictive than the House version, as it would eliminate cards from UNC system colleges, state community colleges, local governments, private employers, and law enforcement agencies as acceptable forms of photo identification. Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, said he is worried for the negative impact this legislation might have on future elections.
I think it's clear that it's to curb students from being able to easily access the polls. I think that's because the belief is that those are liberal voters and they'll be voting for Democrats. And to me, it's trying to play on an unlevel playing field.
Hughes said he is also concerned about the proposed legislation that will shrink the early voting period in Sunday voting and in same-day voter registration. The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress. Another issue the state NAACP is taking court action against was the redistricting maps for North Carolina's legislative and congressional seats drawn by Republicans in the legislature. Democrats and allies challenged, calling it racial gerrymandering. Earlier this month, though, state superior court judges rejected their arguments and upheld the legislative and congressional boundaries.
I do believe that the judges that ruled on the redistricting case are really off base. The maps as they were drawn do not respect county lines like they're supposed to. The way that the districts have been really gerrymandered really have to be looked at and possibly redrawn.
NAACP State Chapter President and Moral Monday leader Reverend William Barber announced that the NAACP will appeal the court's decision. Moral Monday convenes next week on Fayetteville Street for a march to the State Capitol building. Throughout the month of August, local Moral Mondays will take place in select cities and communities across the state, including one in the works for Asheville called Mountain Moral Monday. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about a Trayvon Martin rally in our community. That story and more on the way on WCHL. It is 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Well, not much happening in the world of traffic so far this morning, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Traffic will pick up later on this hour, in fact, and when it does, Rand Northam will be reporting on it throughout the morning. He's back in the newsroom right now, gathering all kinds of information, but traffic will be the focus in about a half hour here on WCHL. So we'll stay with it, and you stay with us. Call us via WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is our number in the newsroom. And you can also tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather brought to you this morning by Southern Season at the University Mall. Visit Southern Season and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candles, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a slight chance of a shower or thundershower in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the low 90s. And tomorrow night, in case you're wondering, we'll have a 40% chance of rain with a low around 68 degrees. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 to WCHL, and time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman, Top 10 List.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Top 10 thoughts going through people's minds upon seeing the Geraldo photo. Oh, I mean, it was big news. It was like the royal baby. People went crazy. Naked pictures of Geraldo Rivera showing up on your doorstep. Thoughts now going through their mind. Number 10, does this mean he's running for office? Number 9, at least he kept his mustache on. Number 8, the Mayans were only a year off. Number 7, Rita Moreno looks terrible. Number 6. I'm going into labor. Pregnant women everywhere. Number five. I hope at age 70 I'm that narcissistic. Number four. Sweet shades, bro. Number three. Cancel my entree. Number two. I'd tap that. Martha Stewart only. And the number one thought going through people's minds upon seeing the Geraldo photo, Geraldi.
Oh, boy. I haven't even heard about that. David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Geraldo Rivera? Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Hugh Jackman, Lisa Kudrow, and Jason Isbell. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Fans Incorporated. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time for Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. We now have some fresh ACC football predictions for a season quickly approaching. The Tar Heel football team has been tapped to finish third in the ACC Coastal Division by media members of the annual ACC football kickoff on Monday. Carolina received three votes to win the Atlantic Coast Conference title and placed third in the Coastal Division forecast, garnering 22 first-place votes to trail Miami 65 and Virginia Tech's 27. In a season ripe with expectation and promise for the Tar Heels, it would appear that if Carolina is to get to the ACC championship game, it would likely need to be prepared for a powerful Clemson team. The Tigers received 95 of the 120 votes to emerge victorious in the 2013 conference title game. In the preseason Player of the Year poll, Tar Heel quarterback Bryn Renner received a pair of votes. Clemson's Taj Boyd snagged 105 votes after winning ACC Player of the Year honors in 2012 when he narrowly edged UNC star running back Gio Bernard for that honor. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up an hour on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by Pure Silk, moisturizing shave cream for women. Made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. Detroit's Institute of Arts may have to sell off its priceless collection, one of the most prestigious in the world, because of Detroit's financial emergency. The city has filed for bankruptcy, and its emergency manager, Kevin Orr, is saying creditors can demand such assets be sold off.
We don't have a choice. We've crossed a Rubicon on the level. We have 18 to 19 billion dollars in debt. And no funding mechanism for it. So this is a question of necessity.
We're talking about everything from great paintings by the likes of Picasso and Van Gogh to the original Howdy Doody doll. Can they really do that? The story after this.
There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owner's agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Our CBS News colleague Jeff Glore has been looking into this possibility that Detroit's Institute of Arts may be forced to sell off its valuable collection.
Experts consulted by the Detroit Free Press valued the works at $2.5 billion, around 10% of the city's potential long-term debt. But it would be challenging to sell the work quickly.
It would just flood the market. There are only so many billionaires that could absorb all of that material.
They'd have to sell it for whatever they could get if the city owns the Institute and the Institute owns the art. Those are two big ifs, though.
The state's attorney general issued an opinion that the collection is held by a charitable trust for the people of Michigan, meaning the city doesn't really own it. The citizens do.
Citizens have little to say about what museums buy or sell. But Jeff Glore says,
if the sale does happen, it would be the biggest American museum auction ever.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
This is Allison Savage. I'd like to invite you and your friends to Independent Animal Rescue's 11th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction, Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. Enjoy great music, food and drinks, and bid on original artwork, jewelry, and artist-decorated furniture in support of IAR's animal welfare programs. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Go to animalrescue.net or call 403-2221. Thanks to WCHL for supporting Independent Animal Rescue.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $70 for a top service oil change and titration, available till midnight for $35. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, you receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, and a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belts, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time for weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget, Friday's on the front porch. Friday starting at 5 p.m. 72 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Tonight mostly clear with a low down around 70. And then tomorrow, pretty much like today, partly sunny, slight chance of a shower or thunder shower in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 90.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. A Southwest Airlines 737 is to be moved off a runway area this morning at New York's LaGuardia Airport. WCBS TV's Jessica Schneider says there were scary moments last evening.
Port Authority officials say when the flight from Nashville arrived at 5:40 p.m., it initially seemed like a smooth landing.
Bay number 2 cleared to land, Southwest 345.
But when the 737 got halfway down the runway, the nose gear collapsed and the plane skidded into a grassy stretch just next to the tarmac.
I'm just assuming that the gear collapsed
upon landing when the weight was applied.
Tom Bosco is the general manager at LaGuardia. This passenger went through the ordeal.
We hit the ground, skidded for 10 or 15 seconds. It was very loud. The worst part was when the doors weren't being opened and the smoke was coming in.
Evacuations were made with onboard slides. 10 people were injured. 6 wound up in the hospital with minor injuries. The NTSB is now investigating. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, 72 degrees. Look for a high today of about 92, hot and muggy. Your local basketball team caught a break late last week, but it's not out of the woods yet. According to multiple media reports, the Durham County marijuana possession and driving without a license charges against rising junior basketball player P.J. Hairston have been dropped. On Friday, the charges were dropped because Hairston reportedly received and completed a drug assessment. Upon completion, the state decided not to go further with the charges. Hairston also reportedly presented his current license in order to have the other charge dropped. A statement last week by head coach Roy Williams said that punishment was unclear, but that he and Hairston had discussions in which the player, quote, knows he has made serious mistakes and there will be serious consequences as a result. Senior Associate Athletic Director for Communications, Steve Kirshner, says the coach and UNC Athletics do not currently have a timetable for commenting further on the situation. Over the weekend, State House and Senate leaders met to reconcile the differences between their two budget proposals. Now with a settled budget that both House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate Leader Phil Berger seem happy about, passage looks very likely. But Democrats, including our local elected representatives here in Orange County, said they're still strongly opposed, arguing the cuts will end up costing North Carolina residents more in the long run. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
I just disagree with the philosophy of austerity during a recession. I think stimulus makes a lot more sense.
That's Representative Verla Insko, a Democrat who represents Orange County in the North Carolina General Assembly. Among the items in the state's budget are a reduction in sales tax-free shopping periods and cuts to the estate tax, the corporate tax, and a new income tax system that places all citizens at the same tax rate regardless of their income level. Insko says that wasn't the right approach.
There's very little evidence, some would say no evidence, that cutting taxes for the wealthiest people actually produces any new jobs. What produces new jobs is having the middle class have enough money purchase goods and services.
And Insko is not alone. State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, also a Democrat of Orange County, also opposes the budget, too, criticizing, among other things, its cuts to public sector employees.
There's a particularly sensitive group, the Highway Patrol, that had been promised over the years that they would have a certain percentage of pay raise every year, no matter what, and they've just gone back on that.
And Insko, for her part, especially criticizes cuts to child and adult service programs, namely those that deal with mental health care. She says she feels the cuts are unnecessary, and on top of that, she says the budget also cuts more than it lets on.
There's a hidden $20 million cut to mental health in this budget because last year they made a $20 million appropriation non-recurring, and they didn't fund that this year, so there's really a $35 million cut to mental health.
The state budget gives additional funding to voucher programs to help low-income families pay for private or charter schools, but it also eliminates teacher tenure. Insko says she thinks tenure should have been tinkered with, but not done away with altogether.
Teachers don't make a whole lot anyway, and job security was one of the things that allowed us to keep people who can make a lot more money in some other jobs.
And Kinnaird says she's also opposed to the funding for vouchers as well, saying they're part of a larger agenda in the state's budget.
Because they've instituted a voucher plan for private schools, that reduces the average daily fund going to the public schools. It's a concerted effort to really, I think, destroy our public schools.
The State House and Senate had, of course, already passed their own versions of the budget, so while Kinnaird says she was surprised by the boldness of the final compromise plan, she did say the individual provisions themselves were all pretty much expected.
We've known right at the beginning what they were going to target, so there's really nothing there that's a surprise to me.
And not everything in the budget meets with disfavor among Democrats. Insko and Kinnaird did add that they are happy to see compensation for victims of the state's eugenics program, $10 million in the budget for that. Insko was one of the co-sponsors of legislation in the House to authorize compensation for the victims. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The 12th Moral Monday event took place in Raleigh yesterday, focusing on voting rights in response to the proposed changes to state election laws, which many have said will harm voter rights. 73 people got arrested yesterday, bringing the running total to 925, and again, thousands on Halifax Mall. On Monday, three members from your local school district came together to talk about the newly released budget proposal that's likely to be approved. The panelists from the Chapel Hill Carborough system included Director of Student Equity Greg Meyer, former teacher for East Chapel Hill High Jennifer Coletti, and Assistant Superintendent for Support Services Todd LaFreeze. Coletti says it's not a black and white issue when talking about budget cuts.
State budget cuts year after year, yes, they impact teacher pay, and that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we all get up and go to work every day to pay our bills and feed ourselves, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But it impacts every other element of the teaching profession as well.
The new budget for North Carolina schools made cuts to teacher assistants, eliminated tenure, increased the cap on class size, and didn't raise teacher salaries for another year. Coletti taught for East Chapel Hill High for 4 years, never getting a raise. She found a better-paying job working for a company based in the area.
It was shocking because I was offered a starting salary in this position that I would not have earned if I taught in the district for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I would ever earn what they wanted to offer me at a nonprofit institution.
North Carolina teachers now rank 48 for pay in the country. 5 years ago, North Carolina ranked number 26, but since teachers have not received raises the past few years, they quickly fell behind. LaFreeze said the hiring process is not getting any easier.
It's getting harder and harder to recruit teachers to North Carolina or to get teachers from within North Carolina, potential teachers, to take these positions because of what's happening with pay and salary.
The schools in North Carolina were informed that there may be budget cuts and to plan their budgets for the upcoming year accordingly. LaFreeze said that although they planned for the cuts, the bill called for cuts similar to the Senate's original plan rather than the House bill that had fewer cuts.
Well, we've been looking at the budget, both the Senate version, which was originally released back in the spring, and then the House version that came out, which in our opinion was a lot better than the Senate version, but what they released last night looks a whole lot closer to the Senate.
The budget for teaching assistants in the area received a $1.1 million cut. The school's only budgeted to lose about $870,000, meaning that some TAs will be fired. 3,800 across the state. Along with the TAs, the school is losing funding for supplies and will lose three positions related to counseling and disability. Meyer said, in the end, there's no other option, but it's going to be detrimental to the children.
That's all you can cut. You can't cut a bus route because you still have to run buses all over town. You can't cut a cafeteria because you still have to provide lunches in that cafeteria. You end up cutting things that directly help individual kids.
The budget cuts to North Carolina schools were announced earlier this week and have many provisions that affect the schools in the area. If you'd like to listen to the panel discussion from the WCHL Monday Afternoon News with Aaron Keck, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The verdict of the Trayvon Martin case has yielded many different reactions among us, and WCHL will tell you all about a Trayvon Martin rally in our local community coming up in our next newscast, WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. The chairman of the Orange County Democratic Party, Matt Hughes, has today's commentary. That is on the way next.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Good morning. It's another hot, muggy day, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. The forecast coming up just a few minutes here, 6:42. 18 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. As President Reagan once said, there you go again. The Republican legislative leaders and Governor McCrory have agreed on a so-called tax reform plan that will soon make it to the governor's desk and break their very promise to pass a revenue-neutral, broad-based reform plan. What this plan is a raw deal for North Carolina by saying one thing and doing another. This plan is not reform. It's a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires and out-of-state corporations through essentially implementing a flat tax in our state. Real tax reform should focus on closing special interest loopholes and strengthening our progressive tax scheme. Instead of taking this approach, Republicans are gambling a potential $2.4 billion revenue shortfall over 5 years based on a failed economic policy once called voodoo economics and will result in cuts to education and critical public services. The Republican tax bill raises taxes on 390,000 small businesses, as well as families who are already struggling to make ends meet. These families will lose their deduction for retirement savings while paying new taxes on their energy bills, service contracts, and even trips to the movies. This tax plan eliminates programs such as North Carolina's back-to-school sales tax holiday after eliminating the state's earned income tax credit. Not to mention, Republicans have already raised millions in new taxes through fee increases. If Republicans rally were serious about tax reform, they would be pushing North Carolina towards a system dramatically overhauled to reflect a change towards our new service-based economy. Instead, they're creating an atmosphere that will make North Carolina uncompetitive with the 49 other states, as evident that in 1 year, our state went from fourth in the nation as the best state to do business to the 12th. It is up to the Democrats to call out the hypocrisy in the Republican tax plan and propose a bright new path forward, keeping North Carolina competitive through real tax reform, and leave it up to Republican leadership to continue to break its promises to North Carolina citizens. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And thank you, Coach. Time now for Tar Heel Trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
The Atlantic Coast Conference has expanded to 15 teams for this upcoming season, with the addition of Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, and Syracuse, making ACC the strongest basketball conference in the country. Carolina has a history with all three of the newest members of the league, and today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders if you can name the last meeting on the basketball court between Carolina and Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, and Syracuse. The answer: after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now. at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina's last of 20 meetings with Notre Dame came during the 2008 Maui Invitational, as the Tar Heels topped the Irish 102-87 early in a year, which resulted in a national championship for Carolina. The Heels have faced Pittsburgh 8 times, the latest coming in late November 1996, which resulted in a 21-point Tar Heel win. Carolina and Syracuse have tangled 7 times overall. Lastly, in the championship of the Coaches versus Cancer Classic in November 2009. That game ended in a 16-point Syracuse victory.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
I'll tell you what, I get more and more ready for Carolina football every day. It's getting closer than you think. It's not too far away at all. And, of course, we'll have a complete coverage of Carolina football right here on WCHL, your flagship station with the Tar Heels. 6:47, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. Your forecast coming up next. Also, a look at traffic. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853, 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Attention Carolina fans. Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Time for traffic and weather together. That's easy for me to say, isn't it? Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Rand Northam.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, looking good this morning.
Hey, thank you.
I'm too.
I like that shirt. That's a nice color.
Hey, thank you. I haven't worn this in a long time.
That's a good one.
Just pulled it out of the closet this morning and thought, hey, I'll wear that today. And
well, that's a good choice.
See if anybody runs me out of the building. Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
What's happening in the world of traffic today?
Well, traffic starting off well this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you you do that safely.
Hey, listen, thanks for all your hard work back in the newsroom this morning. A lot of news to talk about today.
There is, and we'll let you know about our website, chapelboro.com, in the next hour, where you can find all of that. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, lots going on.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by the good folks at Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. You know why? They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the low 90s, and tomorrow night, more of the same, 40% chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL, and we got some to talk about this morning. I'm telling you, got a whole list of them here. Gloria DeHaven, the actress, is 88 years old today. Actor Ronnie Cox, 75. Country singer Tony Joe White. Gator, got your granny, 70 years old today. David Essex is 66. Larry Minetti, 66. He's an actor. John Hall, Daryl Hall and John Oates, 65 years old today. Belinda Montgomery is 63 today. Blair Thornton of Bachman Turner Overdrive, 63. Edie McClurg, 62. Gosh, I thought she was older than that. She's looked old her whole life, I guess. Actor Woody Harrelson is 52 years old today. Slash, rock and roll guitarist, 48 years old today. Fantastic actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman, turns 46 today. Model actress Stephanie Seymour is 45. Actress Charisma Carpenter, 43. Sam Waters, 43 years old today. Rhythm and blues singer. Let's see here. Marlon Wayans, the actor and comedian, 41 years old today. Actress Catherine Hahn, 40. Nomar Garcia-Parra is 40 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star. Former White House intern Monica Lewinsky is 40 years old today. No jokes here. Actress Stephanie March, 39 years old today. Actor Daniel Radcliffe is 24. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Charlie Berry has a birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie. Glenda Sanders, also big day for her. And John McNeil, my old buddy, has a birthday today. Happy birthday, John. Our birthday winner of the day is Robin Mullis. Robin will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fulton Boulevard and also Meadowmont in Chapel Hill. Happy birthday, Robin Mullis, from all of us at WCHL. All right, rock and roll. Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
WCHL with Freddie Kiger and Ron
Setzer. I was born in a crossfire.
Hurricane.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's still one of my favorite rock and roll songs.
Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas, gas, gas.
Went to see the Stones over at Duke.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't see that show.
That was a pretty good show.
But
they ended the show with, am I thinking the right one? Is that Duke? No. I'm sorry, it was over in Raleigh. It was Carter Finley.
Okay.
But they ended the show, for me,
yeah,
with Jumpin' Jack Flash. And I was like, don't do anything else. Please.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. It was like The Who when they used to do "Won't Get Fooled Again."
Yeah,
after that primal scream by Roger Daltrey,
best scream in all of rock and roll.
Oh my gosh, it's the best rock and roll scream.
It is.
And you, what do you do after that?
Yeah, you can't do anything for an
encore. Squeeze box or magic, but no, you can't. That's it. Stop.
Baba O'Reilly, none of that will work after that.
That's correct.
Behind Blue Eyes, nah.
No.
Of that.
Primal Scream.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wild applause. Leave the stage.
Yep. Get the heck out of here.
That's it.
Well, that's what we're going to do after the Freddie Kiger tribute question
that's
today.
Exactly. You know what? That's a
there's
be a
no
good
way
question.
We can top it.
What would be the Beatles song? Or the Beach Boys? Or, Whitney Houston. I mean, somebody,
Well, for Whitney Houston, it'd be I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's easy.
Yeah.
For the Beatles, I guess it would have to be Hey Jude.
Well, yeah.
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 For the Beach Boys, I don't know.
Good Vibrations?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. That'll be our debate and discussion afterwards. All right.
Exactly.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. We're doing number one songs.
Okay.
The year was 1986.
Okay.
This was the number one song in the land according to Billboard's Hot 100. Name the tune and the artist.
Now, is this another one where you're going to hand it to me and you want me to play it?
Here you are.
All right. All right.
All right.
Help me out.
I'm not
looking at it.
Flip it.
Okay. Flip it over. All right. Here we go.
Are you ready? All right. Here we go, folks. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL for $10 gift certificate to Cruisers if you call it the correct answer.
All right. Call right now, and we'll both figure it out together here. Oh, I know what that is. Do you know what it is? Call right now. What's the name of the song? And what's the name of the artist? Okay, that's all you get this morning. There you go. Name of the song and the artist. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. That's it.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lyndon Harris is the founder and director of Hidden Voices, a very special organization here in Orange County whose mission is to empower underrepresented populations so they can tell their stories. This helps us all create better communication, cooperation, and respect for one another. And that's why Lyndon Harris is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
For folks who are not familiar with your organization, tell us about Hidden Voices and what it does and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, what we do is we bring stories, basically. We bring folks into a situation who don't often have the chance to tell their stories, and we bring audiences in to listen to those stories. And the idea is that what we see is that stories really create an opportunity for change, because when you talk one-on-one with people or you hear their real stories, it just opens our eyes. And all of these people are so interesting. They have such fascinating life histories, and that they're willing to share them with us is really remarkable to me.
For the last 10 years, Hidden Voices has been creating award-winning works combining narrative, performance, music, and more, plus interactive exhibits to engage audiences and discussions of different issues, including poverty and homelessness. These are life-changing stories, too. Lyndon Harris and the folks at Hidden Voices believe in the power of stories to change our community.
I really admire what you're doing. I mean, thanks. Just really respect what's happening. How do folks find out more about Hidden Voices?
Well, you can go to the website, www.hiddenvoices.org. Everything we do is free and open to the public, mm-hmm. So it's all by donation.
It's all about making lives better in our community, and I know that's what you're all about. So thank you for doing this. Get some really gripping stories.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Ron.
Hidden Voices creates exhibits and puts on maybe 3 shows a year to tell the stories of those who aren't heard from very often. It's a nonprofit group, of course, with more than 100 volunteers and contributing professionals, all led by Lyndon Harris. Once again, if you'd like to find out more or if you'd like to contribute, go to hiddenvoices.org. And congratulations to Lyndon Harris, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58, a couple of minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Sutz here along with Freddie Cogger and Phil Collins.
Well, Phil was singing.
Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis. And that's the thing you got to be careful with. I mean, Phil did some solo stuff, but in this instance, 1986, the number one song at this time, Invisible Touch by Genesis, of which Phil Collins, and of which Peter Gabriel had been a member a little earlier.
Well, I would show you the record, but it's invisible. You can't see it.
Yeah, and it is via the magic of radio.
All right. Invisible Touch, Phil Collins and Genesis on WCHL. Let's hear just a little bit more of that right now. What do you say? Marla Shepherd, by the way, called in with the answer to the question. She knew the song right away. Way to go, Marla. She gets a Swamp Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right. Very easily done. Thank you so much. All right. It's going to be hot and muggy again today. High today about 92 degrees. Partly sunny skies.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.